What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinParanerds.com, along with my co-host,
Rooster.
That's it? No funny.
Can't think of anything.
Transvestite Rooster. Look at that. That's not funny. I'm proud of you.
$50.
I am proud of you. How are you doing?
Charge you $50.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm not too bad. Working is hard.
Working is hard. I'm back in school this week. That sucks. Total big ass nuts. It really sucks. Balls. Suck it.
But you still got just 3 more weeks.
Suck my balls. Rue. Yeah, I do. I have 3 more weeks. Well, 4 more weeks plus exams at some point. And
And that's it.
That's it. Then I'm free bird and I get to write more articles and do more shiznits. But hey, podcast 46.
That's right, 46.
4 more till podcast 50. Actually, technically, next week is our 1 year.
Yay!
We've been around for 1 year. That's next week, March 9th, we first started this. But we're not going to celebrate any of that. I mean, I'll do a little something next week for 1 year, but we're not going to actually celebrate until the 50th podcast, which
we'll
I'm going to try.
The best for the 50th.
We're going to save the best for the 50th. We're going to have a lot to do on the 50th.
It's going to be weird. There's no news, nothing good.
I know, nothing happens, no new games. Podcast 46, we're going to be talking about news,
as we
always do, new releases like we always do. Top 10 love attacks. Now, have you seen this top 10?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was okay. At least you got some of my suggestions in there here and there.
Zangrief was yours.
Yeah.
Zangrief. Is that your
name? Didn't know how to spell his freaking name.
I Wikipedia'd it. And the community also sent us another rant, which we'll be hearing in before the third segment. And we got a letter.
Hate mail.
Well, it's not really hate mail, but we got a letter, or readers or listeners' mail, I guess, letter. And I'm going to read it now just because it has something to do with the third segment. So,
I was wondering what that whole thing was.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, the para nerds. Para nerds is just fine, or just para and comma nerds. I've been listening to your show since you guys basically first started, thinking it was something else. I get that a lot with sites.
And they're still listening.
Ever since then, I have been looking forward to your new show. I guess new shows. I got to stop making fun of this guy. I know you like comments, but I'm not one to comment, but I do have your guys subscribed on iTunes. That's good. Rate. Common, yeah, common iTunes. Yes, you can listen to us on iTunes. I have a little of a bone to pick with you. Mm-hmm. Over the weeks, you guys seem to be more energetic and not necessarily a bad thing, just crazy. That's like the third person that told us that we're too hyper.
Us or you?
Probably me.
Us or you?
Probably me. Also, your guys' logo is an Atari joystick, yet you never speak about retro games.
It's
why
not Atari.
Is that?
It's what are you talking about?
Atari, no, copyright.
No, it's not an.
Anyways, keep up the great work, and looking forward to hearing this on the air. So, Gustav. I'm sorry, dude, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. It's Gustav. All right, Gustav or Gustav,
Gustav.
I apologize if I'm butchering your name. First off, I've heard that I've been too hyper, so I'll try to mellow down a bit. So instead of doing a whole line of Coke, I'll just do one. Nah.
Can't
wait,
we just
more.
Not do it with Charlie Sheen and just do it on our
own? Oh, look at you using a pop culture joke. Fine, I'll calm down. I won't yell as much. I'll yell off mic. Actually, sometimes when I listen to our own podcast, I'm just do it on the bus.
Your ears bleed?
My ears bleed because sometimes I do yell a lot. And I apologize. I love having a podcast. And as for the... You're right, we don't talk about retro games as much as I want to. The point of us, Pair Nerds, was at the beginning we were supposed to make YouTube videos. Now you remember
when
that.
When YouTube was, well, still successful.
It's still successful. If anything, it's more so, although they have ads on it now. But originally, Pair Nerds was supposed to be a video review, and I have a camcorder, and we bought all the equipment and never got around to doing it. We're going to do videos called Retro Relapse, which is going to be reviews on old school Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Atari, Super Nintendo, Game Boy games, and just the old ones. We will still be doing that, because apparently I'm going to be getting a DVD-R or PVR or whatever this week, on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we will still be doing that. We have 2 videos up on YouTube, which I don't recommend looking.
Yeah. Oh, it's the second one.
Blades of Steel.
Oh,
and it wasn't that good. Oh, boy.
It's okay.
So we do kind of speak about retro games, but if you look at our top tens, a lot of our top tens are retro old school games as well. But you know what? You're right. For our third segments now, if we don't have any other topic that we can think of, we'll be reviewing or talking about an old game. So this week's Retro Relapse for the third segment will be on the game.
Rampage!
That's right. So we'll be talking about Rampage in the third segment. And all thanks to you, Gustav. Way to go. You ruined my life.
Or Gustav.
I apologize for butchering that letter. We barely get any fan mail, so it's kind of weird to read it out loud.
It's from a guy named Gustav.
Gustav. I don't even know where he's from.
Gustav the Wind.
The Dust in the Wind.
Gustav.
Fair enough. All right. So let's go through here. Have you been watching the Oscars?
Just the first like 10 minutes, and that is all.
I watched the Oscars on Sunday because my girlfriend she's really into celebrities and stuff.
And the Oscars so boring.
It drags. It does drag. I mean, I don't care about the things at the beginning. I just kind of care about best film. You know who won the best film, right?
No, because it was so boring. I didn't care.
King's Speech won the Oscar for best film.
Really, isn't that good?
I haven't seen it. I couldn't see. What am I watching it? But Toy Story 3 was nominated, which makes me have a giant boner. I love Toy Story 3.
But then why didn't it win?
I could see that, but it was nominated.
Listen to me!
I know.
I have a voice! Yes, you do. Come on, now. King's Speech?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They won. The Oscars was pretty interesting, and it was weird seeing, what the fuck's the guy's name from Nine Inch Nails? Trent Reznor on it.
Huh?
Nine Inch Nails.
I don't listen to crap.
I wanna fuck you like an animal. Wow, wow.
No.
I wanna feel you from the inside. I wanna.
This is the music you listen to?
Yeah, in the 90s.
And I thought I was bad.
It was cool seeing him win an Oscar, which is kind of weird at the same time.
For what?
I think he did Inception. The music's from Inception. Or Social Network. One or the other. I think it was Social Network. I can't remember.
Facebook. Cool.
You know how I work at basically a convenience store, right? It's a pharmacy, but it's based. My half is the convenience store. I hate gamblers. So
Gamblers.
I call all my gamblers. The gamblers who come in and play lottery like crazy because lottery's been nuts lately. Mm-hmm. And they all go in there and the kid, and I especially hate them when they're like kid is with them and like, Mommy, I want a chocolate. They're like, no, you can't have a chocolate. No chocolate.
You can't have a $2 chocolate.
And then they're like, I want to buy five scratch tickets. It's like, dude, kid wants a candy.
Yeah, but what if one of those scratch tickets wins? And the kid can have millions
of
candy.
It won't be the case. And I really fucking hate gamblers. I can't stand them. They're in there. They know me by first name. Listen, you're not supposed to know my name. If you go to a store, you don't care who's behind the counter.
What's a place where everyone knows your name?
Cheers.
That's right.
That's where you go to where everybody knows your name. I just want to say that I hated gamblers. What games have you been playing lately, Rooster?
If anything, I finally finished Ninja Blade, and that was it.
All right, fair enough.
And I'm looking forward to Dragon Age 2 soon.
Woo! Oh, yeah, we went to Best Buy today.
The day that I get it is the day of our podcast, actually, next Tuesday.
So next week, and you won't be able to play until next month with our schedule.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so you pre-ordered Dragon Age. Why?
That's right. So I get the Signature Edition.
What is in the Signature Edition?
A bunch of free shit.
Like what? Explain to our audience.
You get a shield. I'm pretty sure there's a name. It's like the Shield of Eldoran. And like
an actual shield or in the game?
In the game. Uh-huh. And like the Sword of Boner.
Boner Town.
Then you actually, if you get a Signature Edition, I think you get some booklets and CDs. And you get a Mirror of Transformation. And I think you get a dog, too.
Ooh, a dog. They actually give you a dog? Do they ship it in a crate? Ha! I'm making a joke.
It's in the game. And yes, wow. They do ship it in a crate.
That is awesome.
So wow. It's just free stuff at the
I'm
same
not
price.
I'm not one to pre-order games. I don't really... Like I said, the only game I probably will pre-order, depending on like the bonuses.
Oh, there is the bonus. I don't know if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
If you pre-order the Mortal Kombat Special Edition, you get like some sort of like cards from like Mortal Kombat characters. But if you pre-order like the Mortal Kombat like Epic Ultimate Edition, whatever, It comes with a carrying case. But that when you open up, it has, like, whatever. But that carrying case is an actual analog, like, arcade style.
What?
I know. It's $129.
It's an actual arcade?
It's an actual arcade. If you have the time while, like, we distract our audience, you could totally pull it up. It's really cool. It comes with the game. It comes with, like, all this stuff of Mortal Kombat.
That is fucking... Go look it up. Look it up. I want to see this. So it comes with an actual arcade joystick.
Go to the Google.
It's right there.
All right. Go to the web browser.
It's right there, man.
Jeez. Continue.
So it actually comes with like an arcade joystick cabinet, like half of it, just the control parts?
It comes with the top part and the inside, you can see it all. Alright. Now just go to Video Games and Toys.
Video Games and Toys.
Now go to Xbox 360.
Xbox 360. Yes. Mm-hmm. Best Buy website sucks balls.
No, but I just recently I've been really into the whole pre-ordering things. Now on the left-hand side of Best Buy, a little bit lower, There should be a pre-order section right there, 42 pre-orders you could possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
Man, forget Ryo, forget that. There's the Mortal Kombat Edition. Oops, it's just a regular Mortal Kombat.
I'm sorry.
And then there's the Mortal Kombat Edition, which comes with whatever this stuff is. Uh-huh. So you can click on it. I don't know if you want to see. And then there's the Mortal Kombat Tournament Edition. That's $129. You can click the next picture to see what it is, but it comes with Wires, the game, and the arcade top.
My God, you know what? I will probably get this.
For $129, man?
That controller alone is worth $129.
It's probably worth a lot, I know, but the fact that it's Mortal Kombat, which is
and
nice.
It comes with a game, it's a game and a controller, basically. That's pretty fucking cool.
Which, if you were to buy a regular 360 controller, is probably like $40 anyway. No, it depends where you buy it.
But that is worth it. I will buy that. I will pre-order Mortal Kombat because I fucking love Mortal Kombat, and you cannot play fighting games using the controllers.
It's hard.
It sucks playing on it.
Like, but you know what's going to be
doing a
hard?
Half circle is a lot easier with a joystick than it is with an analog
stick. But you know how
hard
it's going to be when you play the game too much that the buttons start breaking or something?
Well, that's the same thing with anything.
If it was me, I would never use it. I'd have it just sitting there. It's like, that's my ultimate edition.
I also want to say that you got the Dead Rising achievement, the 72,000...
I didn't have that much. Did you end up trying again? Like,
fuck that shit. I tried twice.
I really didn't have a problem. It was long and tedious, but it wasn't really as hard as people make it seem it was.
Oh, how come I failed twice? Well, you got the magazine that has that...
vehicle lasts three times longer.
Yeah, if I try... Like I said, I just tried twice. That's 16 hours.
Sounds about right.
16 hours of trying to get this fucking achievement, and I didn't get it. Twice.
Poor
fuck that.
You.
So I'm going to wait like a year before I touch Dead Rising 2 again and try it again. But fuck that shit. I tried twice. I was convinced both times I was going to get it, and that did not happen. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
Pour me some tea, bitch.
I'm not going to do that anymore for a while. And you got the achievement, and you didn't brag about it. I've been bitching on Twitter about it this whole time.
The whole thing is I don't get... Like, when I do achievements, I do it for myself. I don't do it for other people. I don't really care, and I kind of don't really want people looking at my achievement type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I just do it for myself, so it's like I said, it's my heroin. Mm. It's my crack. It's what keeps me whack.
Whack, okay. Speaking of whack, you've been playing Ninja Blade.
Yeah.
How was that? So, overstated its welcome, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I told you.
You know when you play games, and then there's a quick time event where you're not paying attention, you hate it?
Yeah.
This game's, that's what it is.
Ninja Blade's all about quick time
events.
That's
all it is. You scratch your balls, it's over.
Yeah.
I did that. I scratched my balls and I lost.
It was an okay game. I paid $5 for it because
Buffalo's
was closing down, so I didn't lose anything. It's worth $5, but it's not worth $69.99, the original retail price.
Sadly, I was actually going to buy it back then, too, for like
because Ninja
price.
Blade sounds like Ninja Gaiden, and then Ninja Blade's like, it's a ninja in a modern time. It's like, well, that sounds kind of cool.
Well, it pretty
and
much
it does,
is, yeah.
It's not that good.
No, it's okay.
The voice acting sucked. Remember the little traffic lights I was telling you about?
It's just floating lights.
When you're on top of a building and you look down at the traffic, although the city...
Even though you could literally, like, throw a tennis ball.
Well, the city's supposed to be deserted, so who the hell are these people driving on the streets? Anyways, you don't see a car. You just see two headlights just driving
on
the highway.
Well, actually, in Mission 2 is when you see the cars that you're talking about. The city is only, like, 26% infected, so not everyone really knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there's moments where the media is just like, in this building, there is something going on, but we don't know what, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty terrible game. Have you started Splatterhouse yet?
I have not started.
I want you to try Splatterhouse.
I haven't had any time for anything.
Yeah, life will do that.
I'm really hoping my life changes and it doesn't get worse, so I'm just going to have to kill myself.
I've been playing, I finally beat Bioshock 2 last week.
Which is cool.
Bioshock 2, yeah, it was a good game. I don't know why people hate it. Like
you
I said.
You really should. That's why I didn't want to buy it for $20 at Best Buy, because I kept hearing negative reviews on it.
Mm, it's the same. It's exactly the same as the first one. If anything, they improved some things.
But what makes you think people don't like it?
Because, like I said, it was an unnecessary sequel. Bioshock just, the way it ended, the first one, well,
okay.
I got a bad ending. But the way it ended was wrapped up. Everything was wrapped up. So this one was kind of unnecessary. It is completely unnecessary,
but
it's still fun.
You should still view it on a different aspect. Like, maybe for story-wise, it wasn't necessary.
The reviews on Bioshock 2 were good.
Okay.
It's the people, like, the fanboys. Why Bioshock 2 was
okay.
Bioshock
That's why I didn't
so
get it,
because
I thought
better.
The game sucked hardcore.
No, like, no, the game is fantastic. It's just like the first one, except better.
Maybe
it's just
I
like people
it
bitching about, like, Dead Space 2, and people bitching, like, we don't need sequels. The first one's always the better one. I'm the only guy in the world who thinks Home Alone 4 is a really good movie.
Oh, God.
Actually, I've never even seen that movie. So I beat Bioshock 2, and it was fine. Like, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's good to hear.
I kind of just played it just to kind of have a game to play when my week off, and I finished it. I'm playing Red Dead Redemption now. I finally got around
finally
to touching it. I bought that game in November after my birthday, and I finally got around to playing it. And so far, I'm loving it.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I'm loving it. The voice acting is fantastic. The graphics are pretty. Like sometimes it's like photorealistic. Like when they're depending on how the lighting is too. Like, they'll be in a bar and just, like, one light dangling. It looks so fucking good.
There's an achievement that was actually fun for me to get, is start a bar fight in every bar in the game.
Oh, really?
That was fun.
I
just walk in and punch the guy in the face, and then four other guys join in, and I'm like, uh-oh.
I haven't really started the game. Like, I did a couple missions, but I'm doing a lot of side quests. Like, just a stranger's like, ah, my son's up in Hagrid Hill! And you're like, all right,
I'm They don't really do anything.
What do you mean?
When you see people on the street, it's like, my horse is missing. It doesn't have anything to do with the game at all.
No, I know. It's side quests.
Oh, well, it's not really even a side quest. It's just more like, would you like $100?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because after, believe me, halfway through the game, even near the end of the game, they're everywhere. They just don't shut up. Because before, it'd be like, your horse is gone. I'll go save it. And then wrangle the horse back. Help, that guy robbed the bank. And, you know, I did all this stuff and doesn't do anything. It just gives you extra money.
That's well, it. I was supposed to lasso someone, and I think the selecting weapon thing is kind of awkward.
I don't remember. Is it the LB button?
Yeah, LB, and then it's like the right analog stick. But in Fallout, it's like right bumper and left analog stick, so it's fucking me over. So whenever I do, like, I'm meant to use a lasso. Oops, I shot the guy in the face. Whoops.
Yeah, I pulled out a knife once. There was a time, I remember, it was actually funny, with some woman was being robbed, and I'm like, no one ever robs a woman. So then I got...
Women.
Women.
Plural.
All right, sorry.
That's right.
So I went to lasso the guy, and I had a choice to kill him or them free or whatever. So I bring him all the way to her, and I watch her kick him in the face like a good for 20 minutes. And I shot the guy, and I shot her. Mm, and I ran.
Interesting. I've also, sorry, we have a lot to talk about. I also got Kingdom Hearts Recoded. I finally found that game.
Excellent.
For Nintendo DS. So we both know my Nintendo Wii is broken, right?
Now you're
I've tried opening my Nintendo Wii, and I tried fixing it, and I just don't understand it. I don't understand why it doesn't work. The blob just starts and doesn't load. Super Smash Bros. Just, like, it starts, but they don't continue loading.
Just give it to me. I can fix it.
And so I bought Kingdom Hearts Recorded for Nintendo DS. First off, this game is probably the worst Kingdom Hearts game I've played thus far.
Really?
It doesn't advance the story at all. I know the game was... originally a mobile game, like a cell phone game in Japan, so they just transferred over here and made it 3D.
And sold it for $60.
Well, no, it's $20. Actually, where I found it. So they basically just made the game 3D and for the DS.
Okay.
And it doesn't advance the story at all. And the whole point, like, it's kind of, like, the first time was cool playing Kingdom Hearts on my DS because I had Kingdom Hearts on the PS2, and now playing Kingdom Hearts on my DS is like it's no longer like a novelty. Like, I'm used to that already.
Yeah.
I expect it. So revisiting the same old cities like Alice in Wonderland and Agrabah and stuff is not cool anymore. It's like, I want more.
Oh, so they're just redoing it all.
They did it in the other Kingdom Hearts game for the DS. I forgot which one that one's called. Birth by Sleep. No, 364 over
Divided
2 days,
by 4
whatever
or
it is.
Something.
They did that in the other game, but that one at least was a prequel to the storyline, right?
So it's leading up to the places.
Yeah. This one, this game I'm playing Recoded, is looking back in the journal entries, and there's a glitch all over the place. So things will be fucked up on purpose.
Wow.
So you gotta, like, it's really repetitive. You gotta, sorry. So imagine you go in a room and the chairs are all floating. So I was like, this must be a glitch. So you gotta find, something beeps, which sucks. I play this on the bus. I'm usually listening to podcasts while playing games. So I gotta plug in my headset and listen to it. You're like, beep, 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 beep. You press A.
Then you gotta re-encode it to make the glitch go
then
away.
Then the wall opens and you go inside the system. And then it's just the most boring. It looks like a Tron level. It's the most boring level ever. You just got to go around killing a bunch of baddies until, like, the glitch is cleared. And it just does it, like, 1,800 more times.
I kind of wish that you can actually do that in real life.
What?
Ninja Gaiden, I mean, Ninja Blade's a fucking game of glitches. So then it's like, it would be nice if I'd be able to go in and fix a damn glitch.
Yeah, and the game is, like, it's okay. It's not the best Kingdom Hearts game. It's fine still. I mean, it's probably the better battle system that I played in a DS game. But, it doesn't help that my left trigger on my DS isn't working.
It's broken.
And so your left trigger, that's how you cycle through your magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get potion because my left trigger doesn't work.
Isn't there an alternate weapon?
No. It's
option.
Left A instead of left E.
Oh,
and my screen is also fucked up, too, where it turns white and flickers and freaks out on me. So
how do you do to break your Nintendo
plan? I play Nintendo a lot, apparently, to the point that they break. This is my second DS. My second DS.
Yeah.
So I...
Or
like
would it be
my
third?
Well, my first one, I gave it to Casual James.
Yeah, and then your second one,
was the one I Terminator 2.
Yeah, and now this is your third.
I guess, technically. So, yeah, it's my third DS. And my Nintendo Wii is broken. So, let's say I have to buy a new Nintendo Wii and a new Nintendo DS.
I don't think you need to buy a new Nintendo Wii.
If you want to fix my DS after, you're more than welcome to. If you want to fix my Wii, you're more than welcome to.
Your DS, I don't really know much about the DS, but your Wii, I think I can do it.
All right, we'll do that. I've also been playing Spider-Man on the iPhone. Total Mayhem?
Never heard of it.
It was like $5, or I forget how much. It was like $5. I got this like a week ago. And it was a good little Spider-Man game. It's Ultimate Universe, so it was actually really, really fun. And Venom's in it, which I fucking love Venom. Because I bought Marvel Zombies, and I bought a Venom comic book. So I'm trying to get into comics more. Because I'm not really a comic book kind of guy. So I'm trying to get into comics.
Why are you trying to get into it all of a sudden?
Because, well, not necessarily comics, like graphic, like, not graphic novels. Like, the books, like, the collection. If there's a Maximum Carnage comic collection.
Okay.
Like, I have The Killing Joke, I have The Watchmen, which are big books of comics, right?
Okay.
I don't want to buy, like, the comic strips, like, the little ones. I want to buy the booklets. Mostly because, I don't know, I like some of the storylines. The drawing is really well done. Like, the Marvel Zombies I was showing you, how awesome do they look?
I want to actually see the rest of it.
Those are fucking paintings.
For this podcast to end.
They reprinted, and they reprinted all the Marvel covers and zombified it. So, I don't know, it's really cool. And also, last thing here, Microsoft gave a couple people 80 Microsoft points.
Yeah, maybe just you, because I didn't get dick all.
Well, I read this on N4G, and they were saying how, like, Microsoft's giving out random people 80 Microsoft points, and it's like, we made changes to the game marketplace. Come on and try it. Here's 80 points. I was like, thank you.
Can't buy anything.
No, indie games, man. So I bought that orange guy suggested by Classic Lead. They told me to try that game out, and I did, and it's like they know me. It's like a Mega Man kind of...
Okay.
2D side-scrolling game, which is fun. It's for an indie game, which is completely fun. I really enjoyed it.
For a buck.
For a buck. So, for 80 points, technically it was free, because the game is those 80 points. So...
I wish I got my 80 bucks. I mean, my 80 points.
Oh, 80 bucks. I wish they gave me 80 bucks. Wow, that was a long intro.
We haven't even said what we're going to talk about today.
No, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, I did. I can say it again, but we did. All right, so we're going to be talking about news again. New releases, eh? We should probably bring that up, too. Sorry, we're all... what's the word I'm looking for?
I really like that Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy that. We're going to be talking about new releases, news, Top 10 Love Attacks, the community. Yes, we did talk about this.
No,
and the retro game, Rampage. You said Rampage at the beginning.
No, you just said you got an email.
Okay, we'll listen to this after the recording.
Yeah, we totally should.
I am going to be telling you that I am right. Okay, so new releases for this week. All right. Let's see here. Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 2 Retribution.
Still going on.
What is Warhammer?
I don't know. I remember seeing it in an arcade.
Never heard of it. Call of Duty's Black Ops First Strike. What'd you go for?
For this one right here.
Call of Duty Black Ops First Strike?
Yeah, I think it's for this one's for the PS3, isn't it?
For PC.
Because I know the Xbox has already came out, but the PS3 people haven't gotten yet.
Oh, they haven't gotten it yet? No. Really?
Yeah.
I thought they got it last week.
I don't know. Well, weird. Maybe not. Because I was telling someone, and I was telling them, oh, did you get the new DLC? And they said they have a PS3, and they don't get it yet. And I'm like, haha.
That sucks. Fable 3 Traitor's Keep Quest Pack. Or I guess it's DLC.
Yeah.
Fate of the World for the PC. Wrangle, the video game for PS Wrangle. You notice that everything's becoming a Western? Red Dead Redemption, True Grit, Wrangle. I feel like they're trying to bring... there's going to be Cowboys and Aliens. I feel like they're trying to bring Western back.
And they're running out of ideas.
Where Cowboys are like the new thing, right?
The new zombies.
The new vampires. So Wrangle, the video game for PS3, Nintendo Wii, Nintendo DS, and Xbox 360. Two of those consoles I cannot use. Ooh, Beyond Good and Evil in HD.
That was for like the N64, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, I think it was for PlayStation as well. Beyond Good and Evil HD will recreate the original action-adventure game into HD for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. I like cool. Beyond Good and Evil. Perfect World...
I actually played that.
Perfect World International?
It's free.
Really? Where's
I don't know if the Genesis is not, but it was free. They have private servers. It's basically like World of Warcraft, but different, like kind of different. They have their own type of thing, but it's all pretty much the same thing, like World of Warcraft, Guild Wars, stuff like that. It was okay. I ended up like not playing anymore because I just didn't have the time to play games like that.
We're both very tired, clearly.
Oh yeah.
My Little Restaurant for the DSiWare.
So little.
And I guess the two or three releases this week is Rift, for PC. Never heard of it. It's an MMO, of course. Fight Night Champion for PS3 and Xbox 360. You like Fight Night, don't
Fight
you?
Night, well, the thing I like about it is it actually looks real.
Yeah.
Fight Night's the only one where I thought I was actually watching real boxers fight.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty good, but Fight Night's just really well done.
And Dead Space 2 Severed for PS3, and I thought it was Xbox 360, but it doesn't say it here. It's DLC for Dead Space 2, which is awesome, because I want to play Dead Space 2 again. I really enjoy it.
I can really enjoy using a different story.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yawn, baby. Yawn. Yeah, I know, dude. I know. We got to keep up. We got to wake up. You know why? It's because they told us not to. They told us not to be hyper,
Gustav.
So now we're going to be really calm and slow and... so yeah, up next we'll be talking about news, and, yeah.
Let's start off with a cup of coffee.
Let's do that right now.
Hey, Hey, you guys like us?
You want to know more about us?
Well, just ask us.
You can ask us anything, and we'll be doing the podcast and answer it.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Who's your favorite character?
Mario.
Sonic.
Ask us anything, and we'll answer it on the podcast. We even have prizes to give away.
Actually, no, we don't.
What?
Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
But still, ask us a believing comment below or email questions to Kevin at Paranerds.com.
Yeah. That was the old us, Rooster.
Yeah.
Oh, and just a mic. That was the
Not
old us.
Not too fast there.
That was the hyper us. Now we're just slow and depressed. Womp, womp, womp. Now we're back. And we are with
news.
News, yes. All right, first off, 500 kills in Black Ops gets a player banned. Now, we just watched a little bit of this video.
Oh, okay. Well, luckily, it says here they all got temporarily banned and rank reset. That's a form of boosting, so be sure not to do it.
Yes, it's on Twitter.
Because I say, why should they be banned? They were just playing. It's not my. It's not their fault the system is effed.
Yeah, so maybe the title's a little misleading there. But we watched a video on how they're just spawn trapping, what they call it.
Well, people who get killed spawn. I don't know why they would spawn there. It seems kind of odd that they always spawn in that location.
Yeah.
I don't
but
get
that's,
how that
that's
works.
The thing I hate about like these multiplayer games is that the spawn system really sucks balls on it.
They put you in the worst place ever.
Yeah. No. Put me right in front of... Nah,
don't put me
in the
with
corner.
The rest of the team.
Yeah, put me by myself in front of the guy's bullet. Yeah, right... No, right there's a good place. No, right there's fine. No, put me behind the three guys. This way when I go up to them... Oh, no, look, I'm dead. I hate the spawn system in all the Call of Duty games. And 501 kills. That's a lot of kills in a Call of Duty game.
I think it might be a record.
Probably, and it's all. It's kind of. It's
well, that's the thing,
cheating.
Though. If you found the, well, it's not really cheating. Let's say you're walking, some guy spawned in front of you, and you killed him. Then another guy spawned in front of you, and you killed him. And then another one spawns in front of you, and you kill him. And they just keep spawning. Are you really gonna run away?
Yes. Since their 15 minutes of fame has turned into Activision temporarily banning the accounts and resetting the ranks of these players.
Which sucks. The game came out for a while now, so they're probably like really earned it on their own now.
Yeah, and it's clearly your fault, not the player. Of course, they're going to be taking advantage of any kind of exploits. They do. They always have.
Well, yeah, anything to get you ahead.
That's your fault,
well,
Treyarch.
Anything to get you ahead. There you go.
That's your fault, Treyarch, for throwing out a
and
game.
And not totally testing out any glitches.
Any flaws. Like, there's... For some reason, every time we play these games online, people always find flaws. Like, The Rock in Modern Warfare 2 is still there. I was playing with Neroshan last week, and someone still hops in The Rock on fuel and still kills everybody. Still there. Now, this map I paid for. I bought it separately.
Nero also bought it?
Yeah, he bought it as well. So he bought this map separately, and it's bugged, and it's broken, and it's still not fixed. No patch, nothing. And they're never going to do it, probably.
Probably not at this point.
Because of Black Ops. So, I don't know. I'm pissed off about that. Now, you like mods for video games, right?
Like, in what do you mean?
Like, on PC, I know there's a lot of mods for games and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Recently, there was a mod online for Half-Life 2.
Yeah, they really do a lot of mods with the Half-Life Source engines.
And the game is called School Shooter North American Tour 2012.
Okay.
Basically, it's a... let me see here. It's a game where you're a kid in a school shooting up the place. It's a mod, mind you. Okay. How do you feel about that?
Well, think of it. It's just like any other game, except just a different title.
School Shooter? Really?
Yeah, it's just a title. You could call that the new Jailbreak prison game.
But it's clearly a school.
How so?
Well, the lockers and tables and cafeteria.
Yeah, but it could be, you know, name the title to terrorists taking over the school.
Well, okay, fine. Regardless, then why do they call it School Shooter? They're obviously looking for a
reaction.
Well,
obviously the person who made it, yeah. But it's like the aspect of the game itself... similar to anything else, just the title that really puts the message behind it. But
I mean, they could have called it like Hospital Rundown or like Foreskin Peeler 5 or something.
They
but they decided to call it School Shooter, even though it's a mod. It's like
they targeted it specifically.
And not only that though, but like when the media finds this thing online, they're gonna be like a game for your children.
Understand that these are things made by, you know,
but they don't. But no. Here's my thing. They don't find that, and they don't realize that this is made by an individual, but they put these games out there for other people to see. And when you talk to someone about playing video games, they'll be like, oh, so what are you doing? Having sex with hookers and shooting up a school? You know what I mean? That's what I mean with this thing. That's exactly what they're going to be doing with this, is that they're going to be saying, today on Fox News, a game about shooting up your school. But is your children safe? And it has a kitty in black and white.
But it's just the same thing as if, like, the same person decided to make a video about murdering dogs and killing people in school. It's like, so should the media view that as all movies? It's the same thing as if the guy decided to write this in a novel.
But video games right now is like that touchy subject, right?
I know. Well, that's why.
That's what I'm saying. This shit is like, dude, it's not helping. You're not helping us, man. You're making us look worse.
But maybe it's someone who wants to
destroy. Mind you, I wouldn't mind playing a game.
But the thing is, maybe it's someone who wants to destroy video games. Maybe it's Fox who made this
game. Ooh, maybe. Conspiracy. Here's your tinfoil hat. Put that on. I like how I motioned that, too.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
You know, oh, well, first off, Ninja Gaiden 3, we just saw the teaser video for that.
I think he's infected.
I have no idea what's going on in Ninja Gaiden.
His eyes were weird. It was like yellowy, serpenty eyes.
Do you know where, because your whole life.
Ryu Hayabusa.
Have you called Ninja Gaiden Ninja Gaiden growing up, or did you call it Ninja Gaiden?
I don't remember.
I used to call it Ninja Gaiden. And then in the movie The Wizard, the guy's like, Ninja Gaiden! And I was like, Gaiden, I remember that. And I have, because of the movie The Wizard. I don't know if it's still pronounced that way, but I'm assuming it's Ninja Gaiden right now. And I've never played the new ones. I played the original ones. I have it on Virtual Console, actually. And it's really fucking hard, those games. Fantastic, but it's hard.
Even Part 2 is still kind of hard, in my opinion.
The ones for Nintendo?
No, for the actual remake.
Oh, okay, so you played the remakes, right? How are they?
Hard.
I saw it for $20. I was going to pick it up.
It's hard. And the achievements are not worth it. It's like, beat the game with one type of weapon, like the whole entire game. The game's a long game, too. And it's like, how much gamer score? 5. It's like, really? You can only use one weapon for the whole entire game, and it's only worth 5?
But it seems like such a fun game, though.
It's like a hack and slash game.
I love those games.
Yeah, it's okay. But it's like, if you're doing it for the achievements, it's not worth it. The game gets hard to a certain point, like near the end of the game. Like, I just kept dying way too many times.
Yeah.
And then eventually I found some sort of, like, not glitch. Not really a glitch. I just saw a light through the evil shadows of hell, and I managed to beat the guy, and I survived.
Speaking of glitch, you got one hell of a glitch in Ninja Blade.
Hell yeah. We should post up my score.
We'll post up the picture,
I could totally, like, read it out loud.
Yeah, do that while I, or you look it up. Ninja Gaiden, I never played any of the Ninja Gaiden games, the new ones, actually, which is weird that I never played it, considering it's a hack and slash game, like you were saying, right?
Yeah.
So I've never played any of the new Ninja Gaiden games, and I wanted to. That's why I want Ninja Gaiden 3. I guess he never shows his face, because in this one it's Unmasked, E3 2011.
Yeah.
Which E3's coming up, too. So.
It's true.
So
maybe we'll finally get in.
Actually, we probably can.
If we try.
If we pay for it.
Oh,
we pay for the plane ride and the tickets.
We'll walk. If we leave now, we'll make
it. And then
we'll
go to Twitter and be like, guess who I just saw? Hideo Kojima and 85 other people from GameSpot would be like, yeah, we just had an interview with him. So no one cares what we
think. He's making us a game right now.
Yeah. So did you get the score?
Yeah, I got the score.
So okay. Ninja Blade.
Ninja Blade.
All right. Say the score here.
Well, tell me if this is quite impressive. My total completion score is... Hold on. Let me see what it is. It's 200...
That's not bad.
2,147,483,647.
That is impressive. I think mine
was... It's an A+. That's what it is. Pretty good.
I think mine was 28,000. Go on.
And then my... But guess... it's a really high score, but guess how long it took me to play.
Well, it took me about 9 to 10 hours to complete Ninja Blade. So,
that's it? Yeah. I took 99 days, 59 hours, 59 minutes, and 99 seconds.
99 days to complete Ninja Blade, Weird.
To complete the game.
You must have been doing a lot of nothing in that game.
Completely nothing. And then the success rate, which isn't so bad, 23,000. I think that's what you normally get.
But
anyways.
Clearly you didn't take that much damage during the whole thing, did you?
Oh, my damage was -2,147,310,523.
Wow!
Negative.
That's impressive.
I gave damage. I dealt damage, not received.
Is that what it is?
Well, if it's negative. If damage taken, positive, meaning you got it, that means...
Why does he negative?
I don't know why it says negative. And same thing with total retries, 2,147,000. 483,624. That's how many times I tried. Wait, negative? So did I?
You did. You tried.
How do I even turn that into a positive?
We will post this picture up. I can't believe how glitchy Ninja Blade is.
That was like after like mission. Like no, that was actually when I beat the game, and then I didn't get the achievement for beating the game.
Yeah, I like how you and I photograph our TVs whenever something strange shows up.
Because it's like. It's weird, and I'm just like, I didn't get it. But yeah, 99 days.
Wow.
I'm committed to Ninja Blade. I'm looking forward to Ninja Blade 2.
That took a long, long time. So I don't know if people have been hearing about Modern Warfare 3. There was a countdown online, right?
Okay.
Let's see if the site opens up here.
Virus.
Probably. Yeah, so last week they were saying that 4/22/55 or whatever was...
the countdown?
The countdown for Modern Warfare 3.
The final countdown?
Yes. Apparently, that it's was fake. Bullshit. There is no Modern Warfare 3 coming out yet. I mean, it's going to happen. Just not that countdown. That whole thing was a hoax.
You know what? I wonder the person who created the site. I wonder how much traffic flow they got.
Oh, all you have to do is... I can make a website right now called Call of Duty. Call of Duty...
just do COD3.
COD3, and the whole website will be about cats on duty, and they'll just be like carrying mailboxes.
Doesn't matter.
Shit.
You just have a countdown, and people will be, dude, I swear, Call of Duty 3 is coming
out.
And
just put a bunch of ads all over the place, and you're set for life. That's it.
Pretty much. Because
people will do anything for Call of Duty and Halo, because people are fanboys that way.
Why do
right?
we do that then?
We should.
We should.
We will change our Paranoid podcast into Call of Duty podcast / Halo.
Or Halo.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was all hoax. It says, Jeff Knight, King Keegley, says here. I'm looking at some more. Maybe it's on Twitter, right?
Yeah, maybe it's publicity.
Let me be clear. We are not revealing yet anything indicating otherwise is a hoax, Activision.
They think it's a publicity stunt for Battlefield? Come on.
What do you see there?
Right here. Maybe it's a publicity stunt by EA for Battlefield or another publisher.
Could be.
Well, Battlefield is coming out, like, in winter.
Yeah, well, I saw the site, and it was pretty impressive, and I thought it was real, too. I was like, ready? For fuck's sake. Well, then again, Modern Warfare 2
but is
comes
that
out
days, or is that...
I have no idea what that represents. I think it's, like, 4 days, 22 minutes.
Hours and 55 minutes and 40. Wow. That's in a week?
Wow, that's awesome. So that was a hoax, so ignore that. You enjoyed Dead Space 2. Oh,
I really
did. We spoke about this. Dead Space 2 Severed DLC is coming out today, apparently.
Is it today?
Yeah, March 1st, 2011.
Nice.
Today's March 1st.
2011.
That's right. Dead Space Severed, the first piece of post-launch downloadable content follows the events of two characters from Dead Space Extraction.
Okay.
So that's from the Nintendo Wii version.
Okay. Also the PS3 if you pre-order from
Dead Space 2. That is true. Gabe Weller and Lexine Murdoch. It's also worth mentioning that this DLC runs parallel to Isaac Clarke's Escapades. I could read. And the main Dead Space 2
so
campaign.
It's pretty much what's ever happening here is happening same time.
Now, here's the part I like about this. Gabe Weller and Lexine Murdoch. Split screen co-op?
Maybe.
That'd be nice. I'd enjoy playing a campaign game. If this game is if it is two players, would you buy it?
Yeah.
And we play together?
Yeah, I don't see why not. That I know that I'm going to like about this as well is the fact that there's going to be moments... let's say, you know when Isaac Clarke is realigning the solar arrays?
Yeah.
I bet you if you were playing in this part and you walk by the window and you look outside,
you see
the laser. It's running in parallel to that campaign, so what he's doing could be on the opposite side.
That's so fucking cool.
That would be cool. I think that'd be amazing.
Like the Dead Space game for the iPhone, she's the one who released...
yeah, but that's leading up to the... Spoiler.
But yeah, Dead Space on the iPhone actually is leading up to Dead Space 2. So if you play the iPhone one, it explains more in Dead Space 2, where you're like, oh, this
now
is why this is happening.
But this is running parallel to exactly what's going on
so
in
they
Dead
did
Space
this,
2.
They did this Grand Theft Auto, and I love that. Like, I love the movie Crash because of that.
Yeah.
They have so many stories interacting at the same time. But
and the Grand Theft Auto was the motorcycle one. Which one was it?
Lost and Damned and the Battle of the Gay Tony. Lewis, the brown dude.
Yeah.
And remember when Lewis and Nico and the guy from Lost and Damned, I forget his name, they're all in the same room
together?
The Undertaker. And then you get that Trinity achievement.
Yeah.
Like the Holy Trinity or whatever. It's like, it was foreshadowing the three storylines. So it's cool, when you're playing Lost and Damned, you see Nico in it as well.
They're
like,
cross-pass.
Cousin! And it's really, I love when games do that, so it gives me a really big heart on
so
that.
So I think that's what they might do in this one, which would be really, really cool. It would just be cool just looking outside the window and seeing me not flying.
And speaking of, cousin, apparently Rockstar Games has registered new domains. So these domains are cashfordeaddreams.com, sixfiguretemps.com, stoppayingyourmortgage.net, hammersteinfoss.com, and lifeinvader.com.
I don't get it. What? So these are supposed to be like their new sites? They registered
not new
them?
Sites. Basically, I don't know how they found out it was Rockstar, but remember when the Dark Knight was coming out?
Okay.
They made fake websites, and originally they had like websites like Gotham City News and stuff.
Okay.
And when you click on it after, it showed like pictures like as if the Joker went there and hacked it, and he put like Why So Serious all over the pages.
Like after the game release, before?
Yeah. Or no, I'm talking about the movie Dark Knight.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was before or after, but it was leading towards for people to be like, "What the hell is this site about Gotham?" And all of a sudden, the Joker's like, it's kind of taunting it, and GTA does this too. Like, if you look at some of the sites,
if you go on the computer
and type in these things, it comes up as like Grand Theft Auto news, right?
Yeah, yeah. So or like the speed dating and stuff.
Stuff like that kind of thing. So they register it. So it could be new GTA they're working on, GTA 5. Which
I wonder if you actually enter these in these sites in the Grand Theft Auto computers, like in the game, if it actually even do anything.
Probably.
Maybe it's screenshots of the new game.
Maybe. Well, I know if you type in one of the, what is it, Little Miss Princess or something, the cops come after you with a 5-star warning.
See, so maybe that's what it is. We should actually give it a shot.
Yeah, we should. Sonic 4 Episode 2 and early development, says Sega.
Because they're realizing their funds are running low, so they want to release as much as they can possible.
It says here, Episode 1 also did well enough commercially for the company, according to Bullo, adding it now knows how many episodes it's going to do of Sonic 4. He wouldn't specify how many, though. I knew that they're going to originally work on more episodes, but I didn't think people... Well, I know a lot of people bought Sonic 4, but of course most of them were like, yay, Sonic's eyes are green, or whatever they were bitching about.
Yeah.
And I personally...
The physics was way off.
Yeah, apparently. I personally really, really enjoyed Sonic 4. It was good playing that game again. I wish it was a little longer as opposed to like 4 stages.
Tell me your penis.
About as long as your penis, yeah.
Okay.
I wish it was a little bit more, but it was still fun. I really, really enjoyed it. I still play it once in a while whenever I'm bored, and the music's fantastic, and the graphics are pretty nice. But yeah, they're finally working on episode 2 of Sonic 4. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully they bring in Tails. Hopefully they eventually bring in Knuckles.
That'd be cool.
And that is it. Do not
what
add
a Shadow and what about Shadow, Creamy?
Fuck Cream the Rabbit. Fuck Rouge the Bat. Fuck everything except for Sonic, Tails, Knuckles. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, Sega. Huh? This guy is on. And this isn't really news, but I want to talk about it. My friend from class in my English depository. My English class. He actually is a cartoonist.
Cool.
And last week we were talking about comics, and I found out that he actually has his own comics and books up here. He's got a lot. That's him, by the way.
Wow, he looks like a professor.
So he has a lot of great and like a lot of great drawings, a lot of great comics, and I really think people should check it out. It's brianmcl.com. I will put a link at the bottom of the website to check out. It's really cool, smooth and natural, like a lot. That was like me and Brown Bear. It's like a comic book. It's just a bunch of little web comics. It's really cool. If I were you guys, I would check it out.
Did I just say boobs?
Hey, you saw boobs. I would go online and check it out. BrianMCL.com. And no, he's not paying me to do this. I'm just doing this because it's a wicked site.
I was wondering, why is he paying you?
Yeah, here's my big thing at something. And yeah, up next, we will be talking about the top 10.
Love attacks.
That's, I love you.
I love you too.
Let's make out. We haven't done this in a while. And we're back.
Number 10.
Wow, that was fast. So it turns out I was right, and we did talk about.
Are you still on that? Jeez,
yes, I
was so last 50 minutes ago.
We were talking. I did mention at the beginning of the podcast the things that's on the pipeline. So,
all right. Jeez.
So just listen to me.
I'm just used for you to saying, and here's on the pipeline. Here's the pipeline, and here's what we're talking about.
I did do that right away. That's the first thing I did, which brought us into the letter, which talked about the third segment, which is why we were doing the third segment.
No,
I was right, and you were wrong. I get to sing that I was right song.
Number 10.
Yeah, so we are back, and with the top 10 love attacks, which was really hard to come up with because it was February. Now it's March, so it's kind of weird. Yesterday was February, so technically you're right. And we do a top 10, or at least I do a top 10, at the end of the month, at the end of every month. Top 10s are really fucking hard to come up with, and it's even harder to make them even more interesting.
So why did you choose such hard ones? Because no one else does.
Because no one else does. So I was thinking, originally I was thinking top 10 heart attacks, because heart, Valentine's Day, you know, I wanted to keep the Valentine's Day theme.
You can only think of one game.
For heart attacks?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
No, I don't know. I just thought maybe you knew.
I was going to do the top 10 heart attack games. I did only think of one, which is Metal Gear Solid. Spoiler. Metal Gear Solid 1. When the decoy guy has a heart attack in the prison cell.
The black guy.
And then you find out that he's already been dead and I was a decoy.
He's the octopus dude. What's his name?
Doc Ock. No, that's from... Oh. I'll get you, Spider-Man! Decoy Octopus. That was
Decoy Octopus. Yeah, there you go.
And I'm like, huh, that's one. And I'm like,
I was playing, 6 months later.
I was playing Scott Pilgrim vs. the World again, and Knives Chow came in and did an attack with the word love.
The love attack.
And I was like, huh, that's love attack. Two. Eh? No, that's when I came up with the whole love attack idea, top 10 love attack ideas. So basically, again, being in the month of February and Valentine's Day and lovey dovey.
Another one could have been top 10 attacks you love. Top 10 attacks that you love to do.
Yeah, but then that'd be just ours, where this is just general. People would be like, you're wrong of your own choice and opinion. Your opinion means nothing to me. I think this top 10 is stupid.
It's like, well, you clicked the website.
Anyway, so the top 10 love attacks are basically, I rated these top 10 on how effective and how painful it is. Because you know, love hurts. You can check out the top 10 on parents.com. So we'll start off with
number 10.
The old lady kiss in Bart's Nightmare for the Super Nintendo. The N should be capitalized. Whoops.
It's okay.
You play Bart's Nightmare for
the
Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm surprised you weren't able to get the photo of the old lady.
I couldn't find a stupid old lady, and I tried doing the emulator. Whoops. And I just couldn't get a screenshot of the old lady kissing me.
Oh, that
sucks. It
was
really a pain in the ass.
But yeah.
But,
she kisses you and you go, blah.
Yeah, so he coughs up and hacks up like a cartoon character. But you know there's a point to that kiss, right?
No. Oh, you turn to a human when you're a frog.
When you're a frog, that's right. So when you're a frog and you're hopping around, the only way to
And Lisa turns into a frog with her saxophone.
Exactly.
No, wait, the wand. Yeah,
so the only way to turn back into human is to find this old lady and get kissed by her. But the thing is, when you need her, she's not around. It's only when you don't need her that she's around.
That's right.
And it's not really an attack. It's more of an inconvenience when you don't have a frog, or when you're not a frog, because it stops you from moving
around.
And
that's when a basketball kills you.
And then when a basketball, or when a piece of paper that you want goes by and you want to grade and all that. But I don't know. I really enjoyed Bart's Nightmare, and the old lady kiss was different.
That's why it's number 10.
Yes.
Number 9.
Dot's Kiss from Animaniacs. Now, have you played the Animaniacs game?
I think I played a bit of it, but I don't really remember, to be honest.
Green tea.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Stop leaning. Did your mother ever teach you any self-respect?
She says to
sit up. Straight back.
That gives me good clearance on the mic.
Yeah, so you never played it, right?
I think it was Sega Genesis.
The one I played was for the Sega Genesis. The Super Nintendo one was apparently different.
I don't know.
Oops, that should be an 8. I'm fucked up on this thing. So anyways, Dot's Kiss Yakko had a paddle.
Isn't that the song going up the river with a paddle?
What?
Isn't that part of their Animania song? Didn't they say something about a paddle?
With baloney and their slacks, Animaniacs.
Why does
come join
our
Warner Brothers
paddle.
And everyone is sister Dot?
Why does that paddle?
That's just his weapon of choice, I guess. Wacko has a mallet, and okay. Dot is cute. Her weapon of choice was a kiss. And this kiss will, for like the photo here, will sometimes make an enemy pause in place. Or if you kiss Runt from Rita and Runt at the beginning, he ducks and you could leave the stage that way, which is like a tutorial.
Uh-huh.
So her kiss just kind of pauses things and makes shit go crazy on the screen. And that's number nine.
Number nine again.
Shut up, it was a typo, I gotta fix that.
Number 8.
Cupid's Arrow from Toe Jam and Earl. Now, do you agree with this one?
Yes, I do.
We both love Toe Jam and Earl. How many times has Toe Jam and Earl been in our top tens already?
All top tens.
Yeah, it's our music in the background. Listen. That's right. It's our top. It's our music.
We should do a top ten of our top tens.
Top number 10.
Number 10. Top 10.
Yes.
What was our best top 10? Maybe that could be for our 50th top 10. Do we even have 10 top 10s?
Stop saying 10. 10, top, 10, 10, top, 10, 10, 10, 10. So the Cupid's Arrow and Toe Jam and Earl, if you remember, when it shoots you, what happens?
Messes up your controls.
Up is down and left is right.
Well, it could be either way, actually. Can it? Or is up is down and right is left?
Yeah, it just fucks around. B is A is C. When you're trying to select the box,
it opens it up for you.
Yeah, so you're trying to go down to get away from the monster above you, but you're going up towards the monster, and you get
or
slapped
you fall
by the dentist.
Off a cliff.
Remember the dentist's laugh?
It's so crazy.
That was pretty good. I did that off mic. When you're getting shot by a Cupid, everything gets fucked up, just like I said here. Like love.
When
you're in love, you can't eat, you can't sleep, everything you know is wrong. Everything you know is...
Weird Al.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. So...
What was that, horoscope?
No, that's everything you know is wrong. Up is down, that's horoscope the right one. Is. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah.
Damn weird Alex.
I fucking love it. I have him on Twitter. He's pretty funny. His description says, you know, the edict guy. Anyway, so Cupid's arrow will fuck up not only the controls but the buttons as well. So, if, like you said, when you open up a present and you have randomizer there, and you're trying not to open, you're trying to drop it, but instead, because A is not selected, it's supposed to drop. You select it, and everything gets randomized,
which sucks.
Along with Total Bummer, because Total Bummer will kill you instantly in one shot, especially if we're both on the screen at the same time, we both die. And Cupid Zero, which is a pain. It doesn't hurt you, but it fucks you up.
Pretty much.
You're trying to walk through a road
with love.
But instead of walking away from the road, you're walking towards a cliff, and you end up falling a level behind. Oh, such a pain in the ass. Number 8 was that.
Number 7.
Jinx's Lovely Kiss.
Jinx was so fucked up.
From Pokemon. Now, I know absolutely nothing about Pokemon. I researched his character up because you told me there was a Pokemon with a love attack, right?
There's a lot of Pokemon with kiss moves, but when you asked me, I didn't know what specifically you're wanting.
Yeah, so I looked up Jinx online, and apparently, one, she's a racist. People were saying how her black face, her face, the way she looks like blackface back in the day. You know when white people
dress when they had the black typical, makeup? Yeah.
And she kind of does with like the black face, big pink lips. It's like, wow. And her attack can shut down an opponent from what I've seen. So what talk about Jinx. I don't know anything about Pokemon.
I don't know much about Jinx myself. There's a fucked up character that I did not catch in my Pokeballs. And I walked away.
Because she came out in Pokemon Red and Blue.
Which was like the first ones, yeah.
Oh, really? I thought Red and Blue was recent ones. Whoops.
No, Red and Blue were the
actually,
the
Black and White's coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck them. Red and Blue, I had Red. My friend had Blue. So he had Blastoise and I had the Charizard. And then we were...
What? Okay, can you just clear this up for me right now?
Sure.
What the fuck is the difference between black and white, red and blue?
Red and blue, when they first came out, red and blue, like, there was a two type of Pokemon that were the favorites. Red and blue, there was red, which was a Charizard. Blue, which was the...
Squirtle.
The Blastoise, which is Squirtle's third evolved form, which Wartortle is the second one.
Okay.
So it would be like, you know, choose your favorites. And then, you know, whoever bought red, whatever. But the whole purpose of it is just a marketing thing. If you own blue and I own red, I can't capture a Blastoise. I don't think Squirtle's even in the game.
So
if I want it, I either have to buy it or we have to hook up our Game Boys using the fucking cord. Yeah. And you trade me Pokemon. It's to get people to trade Pokemon. So the first game only has
kind of
a certain limit of Pokemon. So if you want to catch them all, like the
game
tells
you. So if I bought black and you bought black, I'd be really pissed off at you.
Yeah, because then we have the same thing. So black and like... There was gold,
really,
which was, I think, the Ho-Oh, whatever Pokemon.
The Ho Pokemon?
Ho-Ho, H-O-H-O, something. Ho-Oh, H-O-O-H.
Ho-Oh.
I don't know.
Ho-Oh!
And then after the black, there's the yellow, which came out, which is like you get to have Pikachu. And it's just all a marketing
but
thing.
But it's, like, I wish I got into Pokemon. I never did. It was just never my thing. By that point, I was tired of anime cartoons already.
It was a really good, like... trading thing. Like,
it
really
seemed really
catchy.
Fun. Like, I wish I was into it, and I wish I could have caught them all, but I
they
can't.
Overplayed it. It overstayed its welcome. Now it's just all over the place. Like,
yeah, now it's like,
a,
now it's
heart
like Mr. Clean.
And love. It's like, what? And then it's like black and silver, and like black and white, silver and gold. That's what
silver
it was. Gold was Ho-Oh, and silver was like Lugia or something like that.
Luigi?
Something like that. So it's just like, it's just each game offers their own Pokemon. It's just all a big marketing thing, because now some kid's gonna buy black. And he's going to ask his mom to also buy white. So now the mom bought the same game twice, just so they have a... It's like the DLC, basically.
But can you trade... Like, can you, if you buy black and white, can you bring the Pokemon from black into your white?
I don't know about the DS, like how they do it on the DS, but most likely not. On the Game Boy, you have to like put the cartridge in. And it's not like in like the Xbox.
But I mean,
it's
that's
like,
the thing. What's the point of... You can't... That means you'll never
you
be
have
able
to
catch
trade.
Them all.
That was the point. You had to trade.
Oh.
To catch them all, you have to trade them. Or, I don't know how it really works how with the newer ones, but back then, it's like you trade. Either that, or I'm pretty sure maybe you could make your character jump into the other game by connecting it. I don't know. I don't know how it's done. I'd stop after the first, like, series of Pokemon, the first 150.
Like, it seemed like something I would have been into, but I just never got into Pokemon. I think Pikachu's fucking adorable. But I can't.
And then when they start coming up with Pichu and which
what
is
the fuck which is that?
Pichu becomes Pikachu and Pikachu becomes Raichu.
Raichu. Man, that's righteous.
I actually want to test my Pokemon knowledge for the first. See if I actually remember. I actually remember the whole song and memorized the whole Pokemon, but then I stopped.
Sing the song right now.
I don't know the song.
Did you say you did?
No, I memorized. Did I say I memorized the song? I didn't say that. Like at the time, but now that's why I said I want to test. I don't remember
song.
It.
I want to be.
Not that one, like the ending where that's like the, something, that's
something,
a show
to something. They'll catch him if I can. Pokemon, gotta catch him. It's just you and me. We both fucked up with the lyrics.
No, it's the song, maybe not.
I know,
but I actually want to test
destiny.
Pokemon,
you choose me.
Oh, you're
and
my best
I'll choose
friend.
You. Pokemon, gotta catch him. It's just you and me. I don't know. I
wasn't
thought
too
I
bad.
Yeah. So, anyways, nothing to say about Jinx.
No, it's just she's fucking creepy.
All right. Number. Oh wait.
Six.
Yes. Wait. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait.
Wait.
Number six.
Bear Hugger's Bear Hug from Punch Out.
I just don't get what the fuck image you got.
It's Bear Hug. It's Bear Hugger. Bear Hugger playing hockey with a bear. What else do you need to know? This is actually a snapshot from the new Punch-Out for the Wii.
Okay.
This is like when you, before you fight the guy, this is like they have
like a little history,
like a little history and story of stuff. So, like I said here's a character I personally can relate to, Canadian.
Huh.
He's Canadian. He's got a beard and he's fantastically slim. No, he's fat and has a beard just like me. It's good stuff.
Cool.
It's good to see a Canadian in a video
actually,
game for once.
Yeah.
And sure, he plays hockey and likes maple syrup, but don't we all? His attack was a bear hug, funny enough. So he just...
He would just grab you and squeeze.
And squeeze the points out of you. And like I said, it looks like this guy's arms will smell like cheese when you're in it as he's whispering sweet nothings into your ear.
While licking your earlobe.
Yes. Bear Hugger's Bear Hug isn't that bad of an attack, but it is a fucking pain in the ass. Because Punch-Out is all about pattern memorization, right?
Yeah.
You gotta remember when to duck and shit. But when he hugs you, it's like, ugh! Get me out of here, like moving the Wii controllers like back and forth and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was weird. I'm out of shit. I'm like sweating now after doing that. That's all I can say. Bear Hug is Bear Hug.
That's what he does. Number five.
It's a weird list to talk about. Almost as weird as my last one, the visual audio one.
Yeah, we're describing what you see.
We're describing the photos. Actually, now that our audio is actually better now, I was thinking on the bus, like, what can we call this? AD, audio definition. No, wait, that makes no sense. I'm like, H80, high audio. I'm like, no, for fuck's sake, there's no definition. It's not visual, it's audio. So what would you call it? Crystal clear?
Yeah, CC.
CC, cunt crusher.
Number five again.
Poison Ivy's Kiss from Lego Batman. Now, you play Lego Batman.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I specifically chose Lego Batman because I couldn't remember any other game that she was in where she actually kissed somebody as an attack. In Batman Arkham Asylum, she didn't kiss. She was in that giant plant monster thing, right?
Yeah.
So she didn't actually kiss anybody. In Lego Batman, she does. And
her head falls off. Oh, it's an attack. So
well, they
explode.
Yeah. Her it was, I loved playing as her just because it was just so much fun. It was so cute watching her
making
out
with guys.
Exactly. It was so cute watching her make out with the Lego characters, right? And when you kiss them, she like even tilts them over and they explode into a million pieces.
It was cute.
It was cute. And I loved the way, I loved the Lego franchise. All right, did. Because now they're coming out with a new Lego game. I forget what it was.
Lego Star Wars 3.
Really?
Yeah, they're releasing Lego Star Wars 3.
There was another one. Oh, Lego Pirate of the Caribbean.
But it'll probably still be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed. I played Lego Star Wars. I played Lego Batman. I played Lego Indiana Jones.
I'm surprised they're doing Lego Star Wars 3. It's like, I guess Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga wasn't good enough.
I was surprised they did Lego Indiana Jones 2. So.
Yeah, but it was still fun.
I didn't play the second one.
Did I play it, or was that like part one?
I think that was part one. That you 1,000 out of 1,000 again?
It was Lego games. They're the easiest. They're really easy to do 1,000 of 1,000. You just play the damn game.
Well, I'm trying to get
13 times.
Lego and Batman. I'm trying to get 1,000, and it's really hard to do it for me.
Really?
I know for you it was easy. Shut up. Anyways, Poison Ivy's number five.
Number four.
Knives Chow's Love Attack from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game. Now, we played Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yeah.
We beat Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yeah.
You, me, and Brown Bear.
Yeah.
Because we remember how fucking hard that game was?
Oh, it was hard.
And this was the whole idea of my love attack was Knives' love attack in the game. It cleared everybody off the screen, and I in the comic, you still have my Scott Pilgrim Volume 2, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you finished it?
No, but I can give it back if you like.
I want you to finish. I want you to read them.
If I haven't had time to play
read
games...
Read it on the bus.
Read it on the bus.
On the bus. That's what I do. Or read it on the can, or read it when you take a bath.
I'm not bringing it to the bathroom with
Why
you.
Why the hell not?
Because that's your book.
Yeah, I brought it to the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Whoa. It's been tagged. in the Scott Pilgrim pages, she does the whole, I'm in love. And attacks, like, he, like... pushes away.
Yeah.
In the Scott Pilgrim movie, same thing happens. And in the game it's an
everybody.
Actual attack. And like I said in the article here, that the word love, if a girl says I love you, you're usually like, I...
Unless the feeling is...
Unless it's mutual.
Yeah.
Well, like, I've had... I don't want to say I'm big pimpin'. I'm just saying, like, in the past, I have been with girls who were like...
They fall in love with you.
They fall in love with me, and they're like... It's always really awkward, and it is like an attack, because I'm not a bad guy. Like, I don't fuck around. I just...
Fuck around.
I fuck around, but I don't fuck... Not now. I'm in a relationship. But, I mean, like, in the past, I did. Like, I'd fuck around, and I try not to lead anybody on, because I don't want... I tell them I'm not in here for the long haul. This is just for fun.
And all they hear is love, love.
Yeah, love, 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 love. So I remember being with someone, and she was like, I don't know. I was outside having a smoke, and she's like, I don't know how to tell you this, and, I think, like, I really like you. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I really like you too. You're pretty cool. You know, I enjoy the sex. It's pretty cool. And then she's like, no, I think I'm in love. And I was like, that's nice.
Run.
Well, no, it was more like, I didn't know how to get out of there. So I was like, that's
nice. Such is my heart.
That's really nice to hear. Thank you. No, thank you. I really like you too. Like, you're an awesome girl. I really, really like you. That's like, if I was looking for a relationship or something serious, I'd probably love you. But I like you a lot.
Oh, he loves me too.
And then, of course, all she hears is, I'm just fucking around with you, so I'm an asshole. And then she got angry. Yeah, it was really awkward. Just like this conversation got.
Just like this guy's underwear piece. Number three.
Zangief's bear hug from the Street Fighter series. Now, you're the one who,
Suggested. It's the only thing I can think of that has physical contact.
So I'll talk about it.
A guy wears a Speedo and he touches you with his nuts. He nut hugs you with his balls and arms.
Well, not only does Zangief fucking terrifying, it kind of looks like me. Face.
Good Lord. Put on your red Speedo that I got you.
I do it every night. Not only is he fucking gigantic.
In the package.
Look at that fucking thing. He'll give you a hug.
And then he'll fucking like...
pile drive your head into the ground.
In reverse.
So like I said here in the article that... when you're with him, you think everything's okay, and he hugs you, and you're like, I'm so warm.
And he fucking flips you and makes you land on your
head.
And
then he lands on your face. I was playing Street Fighter. I have the... Wait, am I lying? No, I have a Midway Treasure, whatever. No, not Midway. That's a lie. Capcom Collections for PS2. I have that somewhere. And I was playing Street Fighter just to kind of see if he actually does do a bear hug. Yeah, he'll do a bear hug and pile drive your face into the ground. And you're like...
KO.
You win. And it's hard to talk about, but his beer hug was a fucking...
It hurts.
It's like, you think you're a safe place when you're with someone, someone's holding you, and you're like, so warm, someone's holding me tight, and boom!
But what I don't get, though, is, even this photo specifically, is that hair? Is that scars?
Those are scars, I believe.
Okay, because that kind of matches his hair. Like, I don't know why he has, like, scars on his knees, but whatever.
Yeah, you know, all those bear hugs, you know, do stuff like that.
Number two.
The face hugger from Aliens vs. Predators. Originally, I said the face huggers from Half-Life 2, right?
Yeah.
Face hug, I was thinking of the crab things from Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
What are they called?
I don't know what they're called.
Head crabs?
Maybe, I think.
Probably.
Maybe.
I was thinking of those things. Those things are not face huggers. They're head crabs. They're not hugging you or anything. They're just making dead bodies come back to life. Am I right?
Yeah.
Face huggers, on the other hand. And it was really hard because I'm like, face hugger. The name is Face Hugger. It's from the movie Aliens. That's where I saw it. Fuck, are they in any games? And then I found a screenshot. Yes, they are, in fact.
Yeah,
Aliens vs.
Predator game.
And the thing about Face Hugger is that it's not really...
They hug your face and then they kiss you. They shove your tongue down your throat.
No, that's not a tongue.
I know it's not a tongue.
They're basically raping your face.
with the...
You know, I don't like using the word rape unless it's actually in context with the situation, right?
Okay.
But they are literally raping your face. Your face, that's right. They're not only, like, they're hugging you, but they're implanting you with, like, a seed for
their
chest
buster.
Their dick
down your throat. You're deep-throating a face hugger, and then they plant a seed in your chest.
And then that chest buster...
And then eventually the alien grows and rips through your chest.
Yeah, so it's actually, like, think about this... Think about having a dog on your face having sex with your mouth. That I say a dog because it's weird, right? Like, that's just bizarre. Like, imagine those, like, tiny little warm legs next to your ears. It's it's so weird to think of that, right? But that's what a face hugger basically is. Like, it's like an animal or some kind of creature.
Just sounds nice when you say they're kissing you and putting their tongue down
your
mouth.
It sounds nice as a face hugger.
You say they're, like... That's
raping
a dick
your face.
In your face.
Well, if they call it like a face fucker, if I would have the same, like, you know, social acceptance or whatever. So face hugger is not actually hugging. Yeah, it hugs your face, the same way you hug, like, you grab onto someone's head when you're fucking them in the mouth. The same way you're like, oh, more.
I wonder if that's a new thing that hits when aliens are popular. It's like the sexual position, the face hugger.
I will have sex with your face later.
You're gonna give me the face hugger?
Yes, I will give you the face hugger. And finally,
number one,
Sonya Blade from Mortal Kombat. Now, obviously, this is gonna be number one. I don't know if you watched. Like, I've been looking for Mortal Kombat versus DC. Getting comfortable talking.
What with the Mortal Kombat versus DC?
Mortal Kombat versus DC.
I told you, Walmart, $20.
I know. I've been trying to look for that game, but I did play Mortal Kombat versus DC before. And Sonya Blade has like a fucking 8-pack now. Have you seen her?
She works out.
Holy shit! Looks so good.
Did
for
you
cartoon.
Know right there? That's actually her.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but I actually saw it.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like that, Sonya Blade, that picture of her is not like a picture, it's her shrunk.
What the fuck?
So let's say the whole Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It's you and I, they take photos of us doing.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. And they shrunk us. So that's just them, except smaller. And you tell them what to do.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying. Oh. It's not like it's just 3D or 8D.
I know, now it is. Now it's.
Yeah, but that's just, that's actually photos.
That's what made Mortal Kombat different than, like Goro, which is claymation.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's what made it different.
Yeah. But, this was just them, because I remember watching some sort of thing, talking about it, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool.
You didn't know them?
I didn't know it was them, I just thought it was just, like, a picture.
No, it's, like, it's the characters. They look so stupid behind the scenes, because the costumes look so shitty, but
yeah, I know.
From far away it looks fine. Sonya Blade, I think, was every young boy's first love. Am I right?
Until she kisses you!
But didn't you, like, love her as a kid? I didn't.
Not really.
I thought she was fucking
Liu Kang.
Hot.
Sonya
Blade was fucking hot before, and now she's still hot. And her fatality was the best fatality or best love attack that you could think of. What was it, Rooster?
She blows out a kiss and it flies at you very slowly until it touches you.
Until it touches you, and you engulf him.
Fire.
And you just burn to a fucking crisp. This is your skeleton. Ironically enough, the same exact skeleton that is used for Scorpion's fatality.
Huh.
With the burning
that
of the
fire.
Face. Yeah. It's just the same animation, but still. Sonya's Blade, her last, or her, what's it called? Kiss of Death is still used to this day. And I hope they still use it in the new Mortal Kombat.
In, like, the Mortal Kombat?
And yeah. And, like I said here, it's not like metaphor, but like Godfather, like, I'll give you the kiss of death. Like, it's not, I'll fucking kill you with this kiss. You don't want this shit. And I noticed a pattern in this top 10 list.
What? Hugs and kisses?
All girls, or most of the girls in the game, their attacks are kisses. Dot, Sonya, Poison Ivy. It's mostly kisses. The guys hug, and girls kisses. We have two
one case, a guy face fucks you.
One face. Well, that's not a guy or a girl. That's
one face
fucker.
Well, it has a penis.
I guess. Or it could be asexual. I'm a sexual.
With a penis.
I'm a sexual to you, too. And I had to do a special mention here.
Number special mention.
Number zero. Kissing boys and bullying. Now, the reason why I didn't put this in the list is because it's not an attack, man.
It's homosexual. It is an attack.
Well,
he's attacking him homosexually.
We'll get to that in a second. But you know why I put this here?
Why? Because it's love?
Because it's love. When
Can you actually build a relationship, or is that just something?
No,
it's
just something you do.
Oh, okay.
I think you get, like, more health or something, and they like you, like, protect.
Let's try it out. Wow, I feel much more awake.
Wow.
Number 10.
I have a boner. The thing is, in Kissing Boys and Bully, I fucking love that. The achievement was called Over the Rainbow or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't an attack in any way, shape, or form, but Jack Thompson, you remember Jack Thompson, right?
The guy who What was the thing I was saying? Something about Thompson gun killing.
Yes, yes, that exact guy.
Yeah.
He was in that bullshit episode we watched.
Okay.
Against Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, he's no longer around. He's no longer...
Because I killed him. I hope he's not dead, because then I'll probably be investigated.
Because you were playing games. Now, like I said, the thing that he found weird was... he wanted to turn the game to an M rating because of the boys kissing.
Okay.
In Mass Effect, you can have sex with an alien, and in Bully, you can kiss a guy, and the whole world's like, what?
The guys don't kiss.
In Fable, you can have sex with guys, too.
That you don't know of. Well, that you think.
What?
How do you know? The lights just turn off.
That's true. Although you did watch me, you got achievement.
And then you walk with a limp, but it's okay.
Yes. Jack Thompson here said, "Dear Miss Vance," Thompson wrote, we just found, although it's not finding, it's just part of the game, we just found gay sexual content in Bully as Jimmy Hopkins makes out with another male student. Good luck with your teen rating now, Patty. Jack Thompson. Jack, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself and admit that you're a little gay. And a little turned on by my voice. I'm a little gay. Are you a little gay?
I don't know. Am I? Let's find out.
Up next, that was our top 10 love attacks. Up next, we're going to be talking about a retro relapse game.
Rampage
it is. For what system? Let's
Sega,
go with...
Sega, SNES. Sega is where I played at your house.
It wasn't Sega. It was Sony.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Or maybe.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, Rooster. Hello, Paranerds audience. It's In Control 88 from your pals of the community back to deliver yet another rant for your already exceptional podcast. So, IGN made a list of the top 50 sci-fi series of all time for, I don't know, people who hate sci-fi or something. Seriously, while not every choice on this list made me cringe, I have to say I was absolutely appalled by many of them. Do yourself a favor and pause this for a minute to check out the list. I'm going to be referencing it offhand. Now, it's not until we get into the 30s that I find my first totally baffling decision. Most of the list's early fodder is made up of one-season wonders and the kind of cheesy, cliché-ridden grime that gives sci-fi a bad name. However, once you get to the 30s, you'll notice Stargate Universe making its appearance on the list way, way too early. I'll admit I was more than skeptical at first about yet another Stargate reboot, being such a huge fan of SG-1 and so vehemently against everything SGA, or Stargate Atlantis for the uninitiated, had to offer. Fortunately, I was able to find in SGU everything I love about good science fiction. It was a real story about real people with real personalities, with futuristic elements adding to the setting and coloring the details. It wasn't about shooting up space aliens or cheap horror. It was about surviving in a hostile environment when death looms over your head every day. So what beat out SGU? The three next highest entries are Transformers, a show I've literally never heard of called Nowhere Man, and Star Wars The Clone Wars. That's right, apparently the animated Star Wars series following the least interesting characters of the entire canon is more relevant to the breadth of science fiction as a whole than the masterpiece of human struggle that is Stargate Universe. Bully for Clone Wars, that's just awesome. Moving on, there are a couple of anime series on the list, which I guess is a pretty refreshing reach, and while I've never seen Star Blazers, I can't argue that Bebop and Evangelion are genre staples both in anime and sci-fi. I definitely think the places of those two series should have been reversed on the list, however. Evangelion is a rather soapy drama filled with teenage angst and sprinkled with generous portions of giant robot combat. Bebop, no less a drama, is gritty and better realized with multidimensional characters that uses its science fiction elements to elevate the plot, not to pigeonhole it or define it in any way. My next real beef comes with the placement of Stargate SG-1. It clocks in at 19, and again I think the best way to evaluate that decision is to look at what places immediately higher. In this case, we have, in order, Fringe, Torchwood, and Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I've only seen glimpses of Fringe and none of Terminator, so instead of ragging on them, I'll just talk about what SG-1 did right. Definitely an example of more classic sci-fi, chock full of aliens and strange technology, SG-1 put together an incredible ensemble cast. The interactions between the individual players drove fans to keep turning in, even during the downturn between ponderously long story arcs. The show ran 10 seasons, for God's sake, a pretty decent accomplishment for science fiction. In fact, the best accomplishment for science fiction, as it currently holds the record for longest-running science fiction series. It had to have been doing something right. Now on to Torchwood. This one might actually deserve its place. When I heard it was a Doctor Who spinoff, I was less than enthusiastic, but that faded quickly. Torchwood is essentially a mashup of Men in Black and the X-Files, and it's British. Sure, the effects are at times a little underpowered, and the plots had a tendency of recalling past series, but once again, this show had a cast that just wouldn't quit. I agree with the writers of the list at IGN in that the Children of Earth miniseries is the best part of the entire catalog, but the whole series is definitely worth a watch. The real crime here is that Futurama is on the list at a motherfucking astounding 15th place. Futurama is not science fiction in the same way that Muppets in Space isn't science fiction. Studying a comedy in space for the future does not make it sci-fi, and implying that Futurama is not only sci-fi, but better sci-fi than the likes of Stargate, Torchwood, and Bebop is absolutely ridiculous. Outer Limits being in the top 10 is also pretty felonious, but not terrible. Naturally, I don't agree with the top pick either. Don't get me wrong, the reimagining of Battlestar Galactica is a phenomenal series that anybody who thinks they're a fan of science fiction is cheating themselves by not watching. The effects are breathtaking, the storylines are stunning, and the characters are engaging. However, the best science fiction ever made has to be Firefly. Cancelled after 12 episodes due to the fact that some genius thought the show should be on Fox, Firefly spawned a major motion picture, and chances are that if you ask any true sci-fi fan for one show they could have back, a good number of them would vote Firefly. So, I guess my point here is that while the IGN list isn't completely off-base, it's got a lot of crap cluttering it up, and it's not really good for people who are looking to delve into sci-fi, because a lot of that stuff is just garbage you shouldn't even bother with. So I'm going to go ahead and list my top 10. Firefly gets top billing for space cowboy action and the splendid perfect blend between action and comedy that keeps the show fresh and exciting. Battlestar Galactica, the new one, gets the number 2 spot for all the reasons I mentioned above. SG-1 takes number 3, followed by Twilight Zone, Cowboy Bebop, and Star Trek TNG. Next is Stargate Universe, and then Torchwood, and then Mystery Science Theater. My last spot would go to Flash Forward. It's not on the IGN list at all, and I'm pretty sure it was killed well before its time, but what's there to see is the groundwork of a fantastic science fiction series, worth every moment even though there's no real conclusion. Well, that's it for me today, guys. Check that list out if you're looking to broaden your science fiction horizons. You won't be disappointed. Thanks again to Kevin and Rooster for allowing me to be a part of the podcast, and to the listeners for doing what they do best, which I can only assume is listen. Drop by the community for more opinions, news, and reviews, or just to hear my sexy voice, and be sure to leave us a comment or two if you like what you see. Until then, peace, gamers.
I close my eyes only for a moment, but the moment's gone.
And we're back. I haven't touched my guitar in forever.
Gustav in the wind.
All we know is Gustav the wind. Oh yeah, that's right, bitches. I can play guitar, and just to prove that I can, here's a song. Oops, I fucked that up. Listen to this. I forgot to play it. I can't really play anything.
Dust and Wind was fine.
Was it? How about this one? How about this one? Ah, shit, I forgot.
Hey.
Oh, shit, I haven't played guitar in forever. I can't remember how it goes. Anyways.
I signed your, my name on
you
your
see
dusty
how much
guitar.
Dust is on that thing, man? I haven't touched my guitar in forever. Although, I am working on a little song for our 50th podcast, which is a silly idea, but I just wanted to, I was writing it in class today. It's pretty funny. We're back. Thank you, Connor, and control. See? You see what I did there? I threw my guitar on my bed, which landed on the PlayStation Blu-ray controller, my PlayStation 3, and my TV just turned on. Look at that bullshit. Look at that bullshit.
Isn't that amazing?
I hate it. It pisses me off.
Well, why else would you turn on the PS3 without wanting the TV to be on?
It does it all automatically. I don't understand.
That's amazing. That's technology.
I don't understand.
Oh, there goes the only lifeline. Do you want me to turn it off?
Just turn off the TV if you can.
All right.
All right. Just talk from there. It makes everything better.
I don't know what I'm doing.
There you go. And don't bother. If you can turn off the PS3, that'd be great as well. Yeah. All right. Anyways, Connor, thank you very much for your top 50, your ideas of the top 50 sci-fi thing. I did find it kind of strange looking through the top 50 on IGN. I put the website at the link at the bottom. I found it kind of strange that they put Futurama at number 15 as its top 50 sci-fi shows, considering like shows like Stargate and Battlestar Galactica and stuff like that are not really, it's Futurama past that all? You gotta be kidding me.
Futurama's a good show.
I didn't find it weird that Lost is kind of on it, because I didn't see Lost as a sci-fi, but I guess it could be, considering all the crazy-ass twists and shit that they do. I never got into, like, sci-fi stuff, especially, like, Firefly. I think I've spoken about this.
You have the season of Firefly.
I've spoken about this before. Neuroshan gave me Firefly for my birthday one year, and I couldn't... I'm not into space movies, and, like, you know how I am with it. I can't...
Yeah.
Like, I like Dead Space just because I don't feel like I'm in space, although... Whatever. Dead Space is a horror game. Yeah.
But maybe Firefly is a horror sci-fi.
Like, Mass Effect, I can't play because it has to do with space. And Firefly, I watched one episode. I just couldn't get into it. I can't get into Battlestar. It's not that it's bad. I just can't watch it.
It's not your thing.
Yeah, so check out incommunity88.wordpress.com. And make sure to comment on their things because they're doing really well for themselves. And again, thank you very much, Connor. That was a wicked rant. And now we're back with our retro relapse section. We're going to have a little... Eventually, we're going to make an introduction to our retro relapse section.
But not today. Because it's too late now.
Because we just came up with this idea. And we're not going to talk too long about the game. What's the game?
Rampage!
We're not going to talk too long about it.
Or Sega Genesis.
No, it was not. Actually, I proved you wrong.
Yeah, I know.
And the game, the original Rampage game was for the Sega Master. And it was originally on the arcade, obviously, but I had the Rampage game on the Sega Master.
Okay.
I don't remember. Yeah, I did have it. And I remember playing as a kid, and it was like, it was fun. But you and I played World Tour.
I can't believe, yeah, the name sounds familiar now, the World Tour one.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that's PlayStation's graphics.
Yep. Well, it was arcade graphics. They just ported it. They didn't upgrade it.
It just freaking looked like Super Nintendo or Sega. That's why...
It looked clay, right?
Yeah, the last time we played this game was so long ago. Actually, it doesn't even say a date on it.
1997 is when the game was released.
Probably that's when we played it. And I can't believe that long ago. It's like, that's a long time. And it looked like Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis graphics.
Yeah, I mean... We actually, there's like more than 100. Remember we stayed up playing this game?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Rampage, I have in my PlayStation box somewhere, wherever the hell that is. Because I gave one of my friends, oh no, I don't have Rampage. I gave one of my friends Rampage, my sister's ex-boyfriend. I lent him Rampage, and he lent me Tomb Raider. He still has my Rampage, and I have his Tomb Raider.
Ask your sister to call him back.
That wouldn't be awkward at all, now that she's married with someone else anyways. But,
oh, come on, what's the worst that can happen?
All I want to do, take your money. I don't know. I like that song. But we did play Rampage Voltor when we were younger, right?
Yes.
And we've known each other for how long now?
Forever.
We've known each other since grade 2.
We've known each other since gaming started. Yes, we were born with the gaming industry.
Yes, we basically
were. We are the games.
We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the guys who were here when Commodore.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it all.
We've seen it all.
We played them all.
Played them all.
We are the ones who told you to fight the power.
Did we?
Nintendo power. So, yeah, we were there from the beginning. We've known each other for a long time.
Where do you think the saying, no glove, no love, comes from? If you don't have the Nintendo glove. And you don't love Nintendo.
The power glove?
Yeah.
Really? I always thought it meant something sexual, something funny.
No.
Can't come up with anything right now. But used to sleep over at my house a lot. I always play games a lot.
Yes, and, sleep. Oink.
Why'd you oink?
Oink. I didn't oink. I thought I said wink.
You said oink.
Well, because we were pigs. Pigs in a blanket playing video games.
So Rampage was one of those games we played as kids, right? And this is obviously before Summer 11, because now this game would be like... Rampage, teaching kids how to become terrorist animals. You play as three characters. George, a King Kong gorilla.
I always play as a gorilla.
Lizzie, which is a girl. Keep that in mind.
And you always played as Lizzie.
I've always played as Lizzie.
Lesbian.
And Ralph was like a werewolf kind of guy. And no one really cared about Ralph.
He's just a giant werewolf.
So you play as three characters. And the Sony PlayStation, of course, you only had two controllers. So you only played one or the other. In Nintendo 64, you could play up to four controllers, but you had three characters. And you could choose the same character and switch
different
the colors.
Color.
Yeah, you couldn't do that on PlayStation. I remember how much I tried.
Nintendo do what the PlayStation don't.
Awkward. But we played this game, and we made it to, like, level 100 when it was space. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's like a bunch. Did we ever pass the game, or did we just say fuck it and stop playing it?
Probably said fuck it.
Because this was a world tour thing, and you go to Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio. Hey, Ohio, that's where Classic Week's from.
You go through all this.
Pennsylvania, New
States.
Jersey, New York, Washington, Virginia Beach, land everywhere. And you also go to Canada, and Toronto was in fact one of the levels.
I can't believe it.
You can
believe it.
You can break the CN Tower and watch that thing collapse. And then, and I wonder if the New York level, the Trade Center is on building there.
Sure, does it say there?
It says New York. New York, New York. So
maybe. No, I don't know. I do remember us climbing two buildings side by side.
Yes, and then carrying a plane into. But yeah, Rampage was a terrific game. It was a lot of fun. It was really repetitive, though.
Oh, yeah, you smash the same building over and over.
And
you take one side, I take the other side.
And if you take too long, then, like, the army would come in and just completely kill you. And your characters are actually naked when they're tiny. Do you remember? These are human beings. It was, like, an experiment gone wrong or something. And these are actually human beings. These aren't animals.
See, I don't really remember that part.
I remember that because whenever you die, you shrink back into a human and you walk off screen naked. And you could remember, you could either eat me or let me go.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And if you eat nuns, then lightning will strike you. And if you eat, like, garbage, you'll throw up. And remember, you can turn into that weird pink monster that flies around if you eat toxic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I also remember you can also eat like chili peppers
and burp fire. Yeah, and Rampage World Tour was a fun game, and I played it at the arcade as well. It's not at the arcade, it's okay, but it's better to own it because it's such a fucking long game.
Yeah,
with no real like story. You
smash buildings.
Just break shit up. And I know Rampage eventually came out with a Rampage Total Destruction. Not 2, I never played 2. Total Destruction for the Wii.
Yeah.
And for the PlayStation 2. And I bought it for the PlayStation 2, which came with the original Rampage game and Rampage World Tour on it.
Holy crap, did you notice how many playable characters there are?
Yeah, there's a lot of characters in this one, but you know what? I returned it.
Why?
Because, okay, Rampage, what's the point of Rampage?
Just destroy shit.
Yeah. So, what's the point of...
Well, you would think when it says Rampage Total Destruction... You would destroy shit.
Yeah, so Rampage Total Destruction, right?
Okay.
First off, when I got this game for PS2, we weren't really into gaming, and I didn't really have any friends, like I do now.
Okay.
Which I have zero friends. Yes. So I had no one to play this game with, first off, right?
Okay.
Bad mistake, because this game is fun with multiplayer. Second off, the game is Rampage, where you blow up buildings. This time there's buildings layered behind buildings, right?
Yeah, so you can smash sides front and back.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it came with Rampage World Tour and the original Rampage for Sega Master, right?
Okay.
The problem with that is that the Rampage game is always the same.
Okay.
Like, the one on the Sega Master is the same as the one in World Tour, just better graphics, right?
Alright.
And Total Destruction was better than the other two because it was 3D-ish and more
better
creative.
Graphics,
and
yeah.
You have more characters to choose from. But the thing is, there was too many characters to choose from. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, look at it. You keep talking. There's about 5 per square, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, yeah. 30, 35. There's 40 characters.
40. Vern, that was that pink thing I told you about. I remember Vern. Vern was a normal character. So, yeah, there's 40 characters. You said 40?
40.
40 characters to choose from, and...
Scroll down a little bit and you'll see how many locations. Not that many. 2, 4, 6, 8
yeah.
Locations.
Compared to the opposite World Tour, right?
Yeah.
But this isn't about Total Destruction. It's about Rampage, the original one, World Tour. I don't know. It was just a lot of fun, and the storyline didn't really matter. It was just the graphics, like you said, were like Super Nintendo graphics. Hey,
yeah.
Back in the day, it looked awesome.
Yeah, sort of Metal Gear.
That is also very, very true. But there was no point to this game at all. And if you haven't played Rampage, I recommend picking it up just to play for about, I'd say, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Not even an hour.
With
a friend. Obviously with a friend. Do not play more than an hour because you will get bored.
Yeah, and you'll think the game sucks.
I know you're thinking, how can a game designed about giant monsters destroying a city be boring?
When you destroy the same city, it looks like the next city.
Yeah, the only thing they do is add a landmark, like CN Tower, Trade Center, or Sears Tower. They just throw that in there. And, yeah, eventually you do go to space, but instead of breaking buildings, you're breaking, like, alien houses and stuff. And it's like, it gets very, very repetitive and very, very, very boring. There's nothing new in any of the stages. I mean, the army gets better. You can hang off a helicopter and shoot the building.
Remember
that?
I remember that.
That was pretty cool. But you can only do it so many times, it gets very repetitive. So that's why I'm saying, only play for 40 minutes if you haven't played it yet. Because, with a friend. Because more than 40 minutes, you get bored, and less than 40 minutes, you won't have enough
to enjoy it.
So 40 minutes is my line on that. And I guess that's pretty much all I have to say about Rampage. World Tour. Yeah?
It's a simple game.
It's a simple game, and I wanted to introduce the retro relapse with games that we have played before, with you and I have played. And,
in this case, would be Rampage.
And we were going to eventually be doing retro relapse videos. Well, I'll be doing 3-4. And you'll also be doing video commentary in 3-4 minutes.
We can try.
We're going to try. We're going to give it a shot. But that's basically it, I guess, for this Podcast 46, right?
Yeah,
Is there anything else you
want to
say?
No.
No? Okay, cool. So this week we spoke about new releases, and we got a letter from Gustav again.
Gustav.
Thank you. Holy crap. What am I doing?
Are you copying and pasting? How are you doing?
sorry. I'm going to do that after. We also spoke about news. Top 10 love attacks. Let's go through the top 10 really fast.
Number 10.
Old Lady Kiss from Bart's Nightmare.
So would I.
Dodd's Kiss from Animaniacs.
Number 9 again.
Shut
also
up.
Also known as 8.
Shut up. Cupid's Arrow from Toe Jam and Earl.
Number 7.
Jinx's Lovely Kiss from Pokemon.
Number 6.
Bear Hugger's Bear Hug from Punch-Out.
Number 5.
Poison Ivy's Kiss from Lego Batman.
Number 4.
Knives Chow's Love Attack from Scott Pilgrim vs. The World of the Game.
Number 3.
Zangief's Bear Hug from Street Fighter.
Number 2.
The Face Fucker from Alien vs. Predator.
Good, you read my mind. Number 1.
Sonya Blade from Mortal Kombat.
And the number special mention, 0.
Kissing Boys from Bully. We also had a rant from the community about the top 50 sci-fi shows. And we also just spoke about Rampage World Tour. Now, Rooster, if people want to get in contact with us, where can they go?
They go to Facebook. or Twitter, or email us at kevin@paranerds.com.
And
I guess Rui@paranerds.com.
You now have an email address.
If it actually works.
Rui!
You just faked it, didn't you? You just gave, here's your email. There you go.
I made you an email address. Rui@paranerds.com if you want to email Rui. Kevin@paranerds.com if you want to email Kevin. Or paranerds@paranerds.com if you want to email General Bullshit.
I was checking paranerds@paranerds.com.
I am. It's on my phone. I just haven't checked it.
Okay.
You can also
had 16 offers for $1 billion.
Oh, my God. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. And if you want, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, which I highly recommend because that's where you find all the podcasts. What's on the pipeline this week? I will be writing an article this week about multiplayer games. I've spoken to you about it.
Yeah, and I agree.
You agree with it, eh?
Oh, yeah.
So I will be writing an article this week, which feels good to see. I'm writing a new article this week about... I'm going to try getting one article out of the week. I'm going to try my best to do this.
It's a lot.
It's not a lot, but...
Well, it's a lot on your life
schedule. On my schedule, yes, that is a lot. But I will try my best to write... the thing's already written. I just got to edit in.
So now you're ahead.
So I'm ahead of schedule, yes. That will be up sometime this week. I'm not sure when, but make sure to just do whatever the hell I just told you to do. And I'm not going to yell because people told me I'm too crazy. So, hey, I'm Kevin from Paranerds.com.
And I'm Brewster.
Thank you. And I guess we'll see you guys for Podcast 47.
Yay.
I don't know why I had a weird Asian accent when I said that. Podcast 47. Podcast 47. I will talk to you guys next. Oh, also, comment. Leave comments. Let me know if you like the Retro Relapse or if you don't. Let me know.
Retro relapse.
The relapse is place for retro. And now we're gonna watch The Office and we'll get you into that.
And we're gonna eat some chicken strips.
Yes, so we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye. Bye.
Tear me apart, Lisa.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.